Welcome to Fiercely Forward, the no bullshit podcast defining your brave, bold, true self. We are your hosts, Jennifer Yasin
and Alyssa Zangetti, and we are all about owning your personal story and fiercely using it as fuel to move forward towards living the life you have always dreamed about.
We talk all things from relationships, career, personal growth, mindset, and beyond to help you navigate this wild ride we call life.
Real conversations, real stories, and real people where no topic is off limits. This won't be your parents' dinner conversations.
So come join us
as we go fiercely forward.
Hi, friends. Well, we are really excited for today's episode, per usual, but today is a special episode because we have our dear friend, Rebecca Chamberlain, in the studio with us. Rebecca is a mom, a founder, a mentor, a realtor, and partner. And her passion is sharing tools that she's developed through her own life's journey to help you harness your inner resilience and overcome life's obstacles with confidence and courage. Welcome, Becca.
Thank you so much for having me. I am really excited to be here with you guys.
Same. Oh, excited to have you.
Yeah, your story, when we first got a glimpse of your story, it was really inspiring considering what you went through. So can you share with our audience a little bit about your personal story of being raised in a religious cult and paint a picture of really what that was like for you?
Yeah, I would love to. Like you said, my story is a little bit different than most people have for their childhood. I was raised in a religious cult. And I would say the best way to describe that is just being forced into a box that I didn't fit into and that everything inside of me screamed no to, but everything outside of me taught was right. And so I decided to lean into the outside forces around me because there seemed to be some benefit to that, the approval of my family, the approval of who I believed God to be at that time. Some of those years actually were in a commune living with other families just like us. I wore dresses, I had long hair, and my main focus was growing up and learning to be the woman that I was taught God wanted me to be. And that meant getting married, that meant having babies, that meant knowing all things about running a house and pretty much nothing else. I got to the age where most people graduate from high school, and I did, and didn't have the opportunity to go to college, didn't have the opportunity to get a job, because those were all against the belief systems that my family had in the cult required of us. And so a year later, I was engaged to a man my dad chose for me to marry and got married at the age of 20. And then 9 years later, had grown to the point that I realized it didn't align with that belief system. What was happening in my marriage wasn't right. And I walked away from all of it with three kids, $3,000 and three bags of clothes. I had never lived out in normal society at that time. I had never had a job. I didn't have a high school diploma. I was literally starting from ground zero with absolutely nothing and building experience as I went.
Wow. I mean, when you hear that story every time, right? It is really remarkable that you are 29 years old. You literally are just leaning on your intuition, knowing that this isn't right. Mm-hmm. And you just wanted to get out and get out any mm-hmm. which way that you could. Yeah. Yeah. And with only three bags of clothing, $3,000, mm-hmm. your three children, it's talk about a mountain, an uphill battle, right? And the mm-hmm. courage that it took.
Yeah.
What was it like for you, really? Like, paint a picture of, like, the first couple nights by yourself.
So the first couple nights were actually filled with quite a bit of relief and quite a bit of fear at the same time. Up to the point that I left, things had gotten pretty scary at home, to be quite honest. Things had gotten out of hand to the point that there were threats and guns and drinking and all sorts of things going on that really frightened me. And so when I left, I actually said I was taking these three trash bags to Goodwill. I picked up my daughter from school and I never went back. So those first couple of nights, I felt really relieved and proud of myself that it was over. I felt very, very safe by myself. I felt very safe by myself and then just very scared of what the repercussions would be, scared of how I was going to make it actually work. And I hurt because I knew I was hurting somebody. I really genuinely cared about my husband at the time, but I knew I was doing what I really needed to do.
That's meaningful that you cared a lot and you were scared of hurting him, but you saved yourself.
And I think anybody finding themselves in that situation, you gals have been there too. You should be proud that you still care, because it shows you have a heart and it shows that you're bringing a true gift to the world. But you can never sacrifice yourself to love somebody else. And I love to think about this. I'm recently engaged and we're writing our own wedding vows. And I always think about the sake that I will never forsake myself to love anybody else, not through marriage, not through friendship, not as a mother, never. And no one ever should have to.
It's true. It's true. And I think we're taught, like, when you love someone, right, like you give to them and, and you give of yourself to them and you do for that other person, but not to that extent. You don't have to give up yourself and what you believe is right and wrong.
Exactly. So
what were some of the turning points for you? Because I imagine it had to be difficult in the sense that, okay, your husband, this person, was doing these horrible things to you, these unspeakable things. But also trying to, like, where you grew up with your parents and your, so the people that you loved and knew that raised you, brought you up in this culture and in this cult. But how did you reason what he was doing and separating that from what you knew growing up, and that to realize that you were living an oppressed life when you didn't know any different, because that's how you were brought up since day one?
Yeah, I love that question. And that was such a gradual process for me. It all started, there were two points that really stuck to me looking back. One was I started reading personal development books, like the classic Zig Ziglar, Jim Rohn. Like, I just started pouring into myself. And to this day, there's a quote that, by Jim Rohn, that basically says, you can grow as far as you want to grow and be whoever you want to be, but it's up to you. You can change. And that rattled around in my head for a couple of years. Like, really? It's not about some source outside of myself, this God that I was taught to please and literally sacrifice my dignity to live up to some standard. And the more I focused on my own ability to grow and taking responsibility for my life and taking responsibility for my thoughts, the more I grew as a person. My circumstances didn't really change. Like, nobody would have known from the outside looking in that I was growing, but I was growing and my mind was growing to the point that I could no longer fit inside of the box that was my marriage. And the other thing that really stuck out to me as I grew was I taught my daughters one way to be and I lived out something else. And it got to the point where one day I looked myself in the eyes, literally in the mirror, and I had that sinking feeling like, you're a hypocrite and you either put some action behind those words or what you teach your daughters is not worth anything. You either show them or stop. And that was all the motivation I needed right there.
I mean, that is huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's so pivotal when you really just see it through that lens. Mm-hmm. And be able to essentially call yourself out on your crap, right? And really know who you are. Like, that really took a lot of strength and courage to really look in the mirror at yourself and look inward and see what was happening and then take that step to make a change.
Yeah. And I think it's really powerful that you were able to look at it from your daughter's lenses, you know, and you said, like, you were teaching them to be one way, yet you were living another, and you knew that the way you were living was more in alignment with who you were. So how do you think that your journey and experience led you to living and working in your purpose and being able to inspire others to leave situations like this and find the strength to move forward?
That is a really great question. I believe that we're all born with a purpose. And if you get back to who you were as a little girl before, or a child, whether you're male, female, or anything, if you get back to who you were as a young child, you had a calling, you had a purpose, and you knew what it was. You could feel it. And as we choose to wake up and grow and do deep healing, our purpose just continues to speak. And we can either ignore it and just continue existing, or we can listen to it and start stepping into it. For me, I realized as I was doing my own healing work that part of my healing and part of thriving is reaching back and helping the others. It's a pivotal part for anybody's journey. There's a book called Surviving Survival. It's taught in many programs like AA. I've heard, I haven't been inside of that program, but helping other people just brings you to a new level of who you are, and it holds you to a deeper level of accountability. And I've always wanted to make a difference with my life. I've always known there is something more out there for me. And the more I've healed and leaned into it, the more clear it's gotten.
Yeah. I mean, we are here to serve. I mean, that's, you know, why we are on this planet, and how can we be of service?
Absolutely. And I think the other part too is we can choose to turn our pain into our purpose.
Absolutely. That's one of our favorite sayings. So what is advice that you would give to someone who, removing the piece of the religious cult, but Jen and I, as you know, have been in toxic relationships as well. So what is some advice that you would give to people that are currently living in a similar situation and feeling stuck in their relationship? And not even, doesn't even have to be romantic, can be like a familial relationship, but when you're just a part of these toxic relationships, what is some advice that you would give to them for finding their way through it?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think for me, the advice I would give you is really leaning into what I call the pillars of resilience. We look at my story and your guys' stories and so many stories. We see these big decisions that people make that pivotally change their lives. But the work actually happens in the day-to-day and the little things. And it's not about the big decision of cutting somebody out of your life. It's about how you choose to live every day. And the pillars really are self-awareness. Just stop and figure out what your values are. If you need help figuring out what your values are, ask a couple of friends what they see as your own greatness so that you can get clear on what's important to you and start living out those values. Choose to be mindful. That can be accepting yourself with your self-awareness. That can be a hot cup of tea. That could just be slowing down for a little bit. Take some time for self-care. And I'm not saying pretty hair and nails and bubble baths. Like, drink your water, take your vitamins, eat nutritious food, take care of yourself, take care of your mind. Really look at your friendships. And we're talking about relationships. But if you're struggling with any type of toxic relationship, instead of focusing on that, find one person you really admire and ask them to step into your circle. Start having conversations with them. And when you focus on surrounding yourself with good people, the people that maybe are toxic or draining to you are going to start to fall away. Now, this isn't reality if you're in a romantic relationship, because obviously there's a lot more to it. But still, finding those solid people in your life is going to give you the courage to take the next steps you need to inside of that relationship. And five, through all of those things, you truly do find your purpose. There's no way that you can't. And as you lean into who you genuinely are as a person, what happens is that the fear of ending those relationships or stepping out into the unknown becomes less than the need and the growth to have good around you, to live out your purpose. And so the more you really lean into those pillars and feed them every single day, you're going to wake up one day and know exactly what you need to do next.
That's really powerful advice. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate that are, you know, struggling in challenging relationships or just feeling stuck and don't know what to do. And I love the advice about, you know, finding one person you admire and inviting them into your circle. It's really about shifting that focus onto things that light you up and inspire you, and stop focusing on what is draining you, because what you focus on expands. So I think that's really important. So what skills and experiences have led you to be able to create the services and businesses that you have today?
The skills that have led me to be able to create the services and businesses I have today are literally what I've done to change my life. I went from where I left you guys off at as a scared woman with three kids, $3,000 and three bags of clothes, to building a beautiful life for myself as a realtor, as a mom, as a soon-to-be wife again. All of that took hard work. It took tenacity. It took choosing to change my reality. It took choosing to up-level my belief system into a world that I didn't even know existed 6 years ago. It took putting the work in every single day to grow my interpersonal skills, to grow my emotional intelligence, to grow my relationship skills. It took the work to overcome trauma that crippled me to the point that I couldn't even function on the level I needed to be a mom, to be a partner, to be a business owner. And because I've had the ability to do all of that and arrive here today, I'm extremely passionate about sharing what I learned along the way to other people so that they can have the same experience I've had, because everybody deserves it.
Amen to that.
Yeah, so beautiful. And all of that, when I was hearing you say all of that, and because this is the word that I think of when I think of you, is resilience. And you have built your brand around this, essentially, mm-hmm. right? You have your resilient warriors. And I just think it's so powerful because, like I said, hearing you say all of these things, that's it. That is all resilience. Yeah. You found your way through those things. You're continually working on them because I think, as we all know, it is a journey. It's not like, work through this, let's check the box, and now we can move on. We're all done.
No.
Stuff that you have to work on every day. So what is your definition of resilience, and how are you living this out today and through your business?
So my definition of resilience is continually growing to bend a little further without breaking. And if you really think about it, like a paper can only hold so much, but a 2x4 can hold a lot. And life doesn't get easier per se. Life gets different, and it's a trip. It's the good, it's the bad, it's the ups and the downs, it's all of it. And we get to choose how far we grow by how far we grow. And the stronger we can become, and I'm not saying like never rest, never take care of yourself. That's not the strength I'm talking about. But the more discipline and the more responsibility that we can have in our mindset and in our decision to grow, the more that we can handle. And so when life throws us curveballs, we can take them better and better and better. And that's what resilience means to me.
And you are very resilient. Very resilient.
Thank you. And how I practice that is just, I never stop growing. I never stop pushing myself outside of my comfort zone. You know, I have a beautiful life, but there are challenges inside of my life that aren't going to go away for a while. You know, it's challenging sharing children with the person I share children with. And I always just choose to see that as an opportunity to grow and handle those situations even better as they arise, and change my focus and shift and just continually to get better to live throughout the experiences I have in life.
Yeah, I think it's a really great perspective. And especially for the audience listening, is that the challenges are really opportunities for us to grow mm-hmm. and to learn, and how we can up-level our lives. They are merely there as an opportunity to really see how we can up-level our lives. What can we do? How can we continue to expand? Because we always say, if you stop growing, you're dead, right? Like you have to keep going. You have to keep growing. So I love that. So one part of our podcast that's really special to us is that we like to help bring light to charities or causes that are important to our guests, because we ourselves are so passionate about helping causes and charitable initiatives. So we know that you recently started your own charity, Emotional Justice. What is it in support of, and why are you so passionate about it?
With Emotional Justice, what we do is provide attorney retainer fees for individuals removing themselves from difficult relationships. And I am so passionate about it because there's a lot that goes into these decisions. When I chose to leave my marriage, not only was I trying to be legally protected and have my children protected, but I was also trying to heal from trauma. I was trying to find a place to live. I was trying to find a job. I was trying to figure out how I was going to rebuild my life. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to retain a well-versed attorney in the field that I needed. And about a month after we separated, my 2-year-old son at the time was kidnapped, and my kids were separated for a couple of months. And my ex-husband's dad was able to pick him up from daycare and be able to use my son as a pawn to be able to control some of the situation. And we live with the aftermath of those days still to this day. And my passion is so much in empowering women, men, individuals to rebuild their lives, and knowing that they have great legal protection from the get-go gives them the peace of mind to take responsibility and truly put the work in. And I'm just really honored to be able to do that.
That's wonderful.
Thank you for sharing that. I never knew that part of your story. So thank you for sharing that. I honestly can't even fathom that. And again, I just think it's beautiful what you're doing, that you are using that time in your life to fuel something, to be able to help others so that never happens to other people.
Thank you.
All right. So we're going to take a complete turn here now because we're talking about some heavy topics, but we like to end podcasts on a high note, high energy, just have some fun. So we have what we call our fierce fire round. And so we're just going to come at you with a few rapid fire questions and just give us the first answer that comes to mind. Okay. All right. First one is, what is one bucket list place of where you want to travel to?
Alaska.
Ooh, good one. That's on my bucket list. What is your same? Oh, well, girls trip.
Let's go.
Girls trip, let's go. What is your favorite time of day and why?
I love early mornings and the sunrise because it's quiet and it's peaceful and it's a fresh start to the day.
It's funny. I moved to a place and now I face the ocean and I face sunrises. I used to be a sunset person, but now I love sunrises. So
I love it so much. And there's just something about the consistency of the sun that is so grounding. I mean, no matter what, the sun always rises, no matter what. And it's so grounding. I just love it.
Okay. What is your favorite junk food?
Chocolate.
Is that really junk?
And ice cream.
It's got like antioxidants. Isn't that healthy?
It is.
That's what I tell myself.
Yeah, I tell myself when I eat it every single day.
Yeah. It's healthy.
That's right. Dark chocolate, I feel less guilt for some reason. I don't know.
Oh, don't feel guilty for enjoying food. Oh. And then there is a restaurant here where I live that has the best french fries that I've ever had in my entire life. And I will eat a whole serving of those every time I go there.
Oh my God. French fries and champagne. It's like my favorite.
What is something that scares you?
Not leaving the legacy I'm meant to for my children.
That's powerful.
Powerful.
All right. And lastly, how are you going to move fiercely forward this year?
Well, right before I hopped on here, I was working on my book. So that's one arena I'm stepping way far out of my comfort zone. I have a couple. I am getting into keynote speaking, so getting on some bigger stages. And I'm running a 50-mile race this fall.
Well, okay.
Talking about stepping out of your comfort zone. I mean,
yeah. Running is like the best way to create adversity in your life and grow very quickly because you are never the same person at the finish line as you are when you started. And it just like speeds up your growth to the point that now I'm addicted in a good way, I think. I think it's good.
That's wonderful. Well, this has been so great getting to know you and your story is so inspiring. And we feel so blessed to have you here to really just be a inspiration and a beacon of hope for many people, no matter the challenges that they are facing. I hope when people hear your story, I know when people hear your story, they are going to think about the resilience within themselves and think of you. And what you were able to accomplish in literally 6 years. Like that is a short amount of time to completely change your life. All right, Becca, where can people find you? Tell the world like what people need to know about you and how they get in touch.
Well, I'm sitting in my house, so you can find me here. I'm just kidding. But on Instagram, my handle is Becca, B-E-K-A dot Chamberlain, Chamberlain. You can find me there. My website is linked in the bio. And you can find me also on Facebook. It's Rebecca, Rebekah Chamberlain on Facebook. You can reach out to me on either of those platforms. And I'd be happy to have a conversation with you.
We're blessed to have you here. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Rebecca. Thanks for listening in. We hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did bringing it to you, and hope it helps you go fiercely forward in your own journey.
If you like this episode, please do share it with others. We believe in the power of sharing stories to inspire and guide people throughout their lives. Be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode.